From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Claims a Queer Eye star is a nightmare to work with. More details about Sam Kerr's legal troubles and Australia's Eurovision entry announced. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Wednesday the 6th of March. Well, it's been revealed that Sam Kerr failed to tell Football Australia that she'd been charged with racially abusing a police officer in the UK. Football Australia boss James Johnson said he was blindsided yesterday when he found out that Kerr was charged by police back in January this year.
I woke up this morning, like everyone else did, to the news, and that's when Football Australia found out about this unsettling event.
Kerr has pleaded not guilty and will face trial next year. In Melbourne, a couple of climate activists have been sentenced to time in prison after pulling a stunt on the Westgate Bridge yesterday. The pair sparked traffic chaos on Tuesday morning when they parked a rental truck across three city-bound lanes of the bridge. They'll each spend 3 weeks behind bars. In the US, Michelle Obama has shut down speculation that she could run for president this year if Joe Biden pulls out of the race. A rep for the former First Lady said, as Michelle Obama has expressed several times over the years, she will not be running for president. Mrs. Obama supports President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's re-election campaign. Bit of a shame, isn't it? I would love to see her run for president. To music news, we now know who'll represent Australia at Eurovision this year. It'll be electronic pop duo Electric Fields, who'll be singing their song One Mil Carly. Pretty catchy, isn't it? I like it. Eurovision is coming up in Sweden in May. And how about this? Rolling Stone has published a shocking expose about the cast of the Netflix show Queer Eye. In it, Jonathan Van Ness is accused of having anger issues with insiders alleging JVN is a monster and a nightmare who is prone to outbursts. One source said when Van Ness comes on set, everything changes if they're in a bad mood, adding working with JVN is very difficult in any capacity. I am so surprised by that. We'll be back in a moment with the latest sports news.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
In the AFL, St Kilda defender Jimmy Webster has been suspended for 7 games for his high bump on North Melbourne's Jai Simkin. The Kangaroos co-captain was left concussed after the incident in Sunday's pre-season clash. Now, Webster was very apologetic last night, saying he wasn't proud of his actions and that he'd let a lot of people down. And Aussie cricket star Elise Perry had the crowd in stitches during a WPL game in India. She hit a massive 6, which went on to smash the window of a car that had been parked inside the stadium for product placement.
She's got all of this again. All the deep field can do. She smashed the window of the Tata Punch.ev. Straight through. Elise Perry, they're going to be sending you a bill.
And you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.